Welcome back to another Learn Your Entire English Project in 5 Minutes or Less podcast for lazy students. Today we're going to be focusing on Lord of the Flies, so if you didn't read anything from your book and have a test next period, don't worry, I've got you. Basically, what happened is this. British author William Golding published a book in 1954 called The Lord of the Flies. Its publication occurred at the end of World War II, where Golding fought as a member of the English Navy and just before the Korean War. For those of you who don't know, World War II was the bloodiest battle in over history with over 70 million deaths, and since Golding was fighting the front lines, he witnessed a lot of human cruelties. So the book is about a plane crash on an island, and the story takes place during a war where a group of young boys have to figure out how to survive one another so that they can return to civilization. Throughout the book, the boys get more and more savvy and become less human and more animal-like. Golding wrote the book as an exploration of human capacity for evil, an idea based off of his experience with actual violence in World War II. Throughout the book, symbols determining the differences between good and evil are frequent, and the most common and significant motif being fire. After having established a governmental system and emphasized the importance for having signal fire to warden ships, the island society seems to be all fun and games until it becomes disorderly. The boys are fighting, but they seem to be able to sort out the differences, like when they light the fire. With some positive action before them, a little tension died, as mentioned on page 72. In this instance, it's important to recognize the correlation between the relighting of the fire and the settling of conflict. I'll be using this correlation in my synthesis later. Next quote you need to understand is on page 93, where Piggy says, "If Jack was chief, he'd have us all hunting and no fire. We'd be here till we dead." This quote marks a shift from a more civilized and focused society to one led by savagery through Piggy's alarm at leadership concerns. In this instance, the fire is not burning at all and the characters are all arguing. Piggy, a character that represents logical civility, outlines the necessity of keeping the fire burning as he uses that one fact as his basis of standing against savage leadership. This quote exposes the danger of having no fire whatsoever and how it would lead to the downfall of population and society. The last quote on page 197 describes how the savage tribes of boys had smoke him being Ralph, out and set the island on fire. This moment represents the most inhumane moment on the island, as the savage tribe is giving Ralph barely any chance to survive, suffer their fire or the end of their spears. This quote is important to further the implicit meaning of this motif because it again connects the fire, the abuse of power through savagery, and this time connecting it to the burning of a wildfire to evil. In short, fire is used as a representative for the society upon the island and whether or not the boys are leaning more towards savagery or civility. Fire is used to provide some sort of measuring system for the book's theme, which showcases the elementary fight that humanitarian instinct faces against the brutal violence of internal savagery. Golding wrote Lord of the Flies as a result of the influence that World War II gave him pertaining life and capabilities for evil. He made sure to write the island so that survival wasn't hard, specifically to put emphasis on the fire being used as a motif to represent whether society was savage or not. This book acts as a social commentary on the global violence that occurred during the late 1900s and explains that there's two instinctual sides to every person. However, sometimes that savage instinct needs to be controlled, like the fire, so that the extreme violence does not dominate society. He's exposing the cause and effect relationship between the lack of diplomatic instinctual control and global brutality. So I kind of hit you with a lot of information about the book, but just remember a few key points and you should be fine. So just to recap, what you need to remember is that the fire is a significant motif towards showing a degree of whether or not the society is leaning more towards savagery or civility, and it just lets you know, it acts as like a scale and like a measuring tool for it. Thanks, bye.